My love for you is endless. Nobody else can end it. And when I get the money back, then baby girl, you can spend it.
And everything is alright. I like how you're doing alright, alright. Like how you think alright. Always on top of, yeah, oh yeah. Like how you do it alright. Everything good, alright, alright. Like how you think alright. Always on top, alright, oh yeah. I wanna know it tonight. I wanna be the one to surprise you. Wake you up in the morning. I wanna be the one that you call in. Cause I see you. Wet dreams come true. She know she bad, but I done bad. She a gunshot that blew my mind. No distance, I come by my side. Everything is green over here.
Oh, yeah.
Everything you want and think about. Now I got your back all the way. And everything is alright. I like how you doing alright, alright. Like how you think alright. Always on top of, yeah, oh yeah. Like how you do it alright. Everything good, alright, alright. Like how you think.
Campus and community radio station, CKUT's mandate is to provide an essential service to those in the Montreal community whose needs are not met by mainstream commercial radio. CKUT is radio by and for the community and is produced entirely by volunteers. Opinions expressed on the show you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the opinions of CKUT at large. If you have feedback about anything you hear on CKUT, please get in touch with us at procom@ckut.ca with the specific feedback and the date and time of the show it's about. That's procom@ckut.ca.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Grand Rises, my kings, my queens. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. And I have one question for everybody. Do you have your crown on straight?
The music make me feel like a Jordan. I understand what they say, I ain't bothered. Cause the money all around me. The music make me feel a bit older. I understand what they say, I ain't bothered. Got the money all around me, so down. Anybody listen me, only what up in my head and my feet. Come gas, I jack up. Don't go, come then come to doubt them. So what's the jack up? It's a map up. Pull a lap on my card, my album. All that I have and I've been working. No good to like say, I don't deserve it. Defend myself in a fear, no one.
Yeah!
Yeah, I find you, I gave you all you need.
killing it on the ones and twos.
Me go be the DJ, I'm on feel like you. Say my body know they start to do daylight. Before you run, go the shot, you make you think twice. If not smoke, you want smoke, say we day tight. I'm on my love, bro, say we need nice. Yeah.
If you want me to ginger, give me tea, cocoa. My coach, I beat your love. Anywhere I go, I don't go, you my bum, my love. So they do like a love.
If you want me to ginger, give me tea, cocoa. My coach, I beat your love. Come, make a show you my bum, my love.
J'entends des bails à travers son mort. À ce qui paraît, je te cours après. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mais ça va pas, mais t'es ta rêve.
Yeah.
Mais comment ça, comment des types, tu croyais quoi? On se plus jamais. Je pourrais t'afficher, mais c'est pas mon délire. D'après les rumeurs, tu m'as eu dans ton lit. Oh, Tadja, y'a pas moyen, Tadja. Je suis pas ta gata, Tadja, genre. En Tadja, la baby, tu te traites.
I don't come kilometers. I don't walk that many kilometers. I'm from the teacher. I don't take for the game, she no pitas. I decide bad mind from a distance. But this sweet, I be a no more pitas. Oh, Doguni Misha, show you the confirm for your speaker. This time I call chop, seek for assistance. Show me the blow your mind, Afghanistan.
Kilometers.
I don't walk that many kilometers. I'm from the teacher. I don't take for the game, she no pitas. I decide bad mind from a distance. Not this sweet, I be a lot more pitas.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. Did I say that already? Entertain, enlighten, and empower, and educate maybe because I'm tired this morning. But anyways, I am Miss Trish. And this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya. Queen Gina is not in the building today, but Pharaoh is here with us. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are listening.
Blessed melanated rising people. Blessed, blessed, blessed melanated rising. I hope everyone's having an exceptional, exceptional morning. Great start to your day. I first want to just take a moment just to thank life. I'd like to thank our creator, and I'd like to thank the ancestors just for making it possible for us to be here, to be online, to be on air with our listeners. And I ask that today's show, let it be entertaining, let it be educational, and most importantly, let it be empowering for those who are tuned in with us this morning. Just keep everybody in the spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, and peace. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe. So it's Thursday. You know, it's been a week. You know, we were here last week. So you guys update me on your week since last week. What's going on? What's new? What's old? What's over? What's cool for you guys?
Okay, where do I start?
Where do you start?
Okay, so basically, first, you all are lucky, those who are in the city, because up at the cottage, there's snow. We're like maybe an inch.
But we had some flurries, though.
Yeah, you had flurries. But
yesterday and gone, a little today.
No, yeah. But by me, still snow. Not nice. Not
okay.
Nice at all.
Do you have snow pants, B?
I do.
Good. You should have some.
I'm wearing long johns as we speak, too.
Okay, good, good, but good. November 18th. You should be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah,
okay,
no,
good.
Cool,
we're on the same page. Only we're on the same page with that. Yeah, because I feel.
Especially in the morning time? Forget it. You better wear your long johns.
Yeah, like, I don't anticipate seeing my skin again. Like, well, obviously.
Well, anytime soon. Can we add that? Yeah, you're the one that told me to watch my words, so please, anytime soon.
Anytime soon. Like, just
you
like,
mean.
In and out. Like, I take the shower, you know, I cream my skin, long johns go right back on.
Of course, of course, of course.
I have multiple pairs. I have multiple pairs, keep them on all the time, and I have long john tops as well, just to keep it.
That's
keep
it. No, but you have to have everything. You have to be super equipped in this weather because you just never know what's coming.
And that's the thing. But anyway, so I like, there's a part of me that's grateful that I already started snowing just to pull the band-aid off. You know, like,
I hear you,
you know, just
right.
You know it was coming.
Right.
Just that's just what it is. So, but I feel good. I got mad logs at the crib. I feel nice and just, you know, keep it warm up there. But
of course,
you know, that's just what it do. So that was my first shock of this, the beginning of this week.
Okay.
Aside from that, as you guys know, we've been doing a lot. We've been doing the OFC business teams. I've been having an exceptional time with that. So every Monday morning, I get on with a team of business owners. Guys, the time that we spend, the energy shared, and the resources, the contacts, the relationships, it's amazing.
It's good. Very good.
So anyway, so, you know, so for our entrepreneurs who are listening, definitely if you are trying to get your business off the ground, if you have whatever going, like, you know, you have questions about your business, you're just looking for more visibility, you're just trying to generate more revenue, or you're just trying to connect with people, holler at your boy, because we are having a good time every, so what is it, Monday morning. We start to call at 7:15 a.m.
Oh,
you know,
good.
And like, you know, I gotta give them shout outs. I gotta give a huge shout out to all the entrepreneurs who join us every morning, every Monday morning, I should say, because it's powerful and it means something when they're getting up that early. You know, aside from that, you know, it's kind of just been a regular week. I have a couple little random things here and there. You know, we could talk about during the, we'll talk about during the community updates.
Okay.
You know, but aside from that, it's just been, you know, it's been a regular week.
The regular schmegular week. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you going to reconsider going skydiving again?
I definitely want to still go skydiving.
I thought about it because, you know what? It came up as I was preparing for this show today. It actually came up in one of our run sheets. And I was like, oh, you know, we talked about it. So
yeah.
I just wondered. It just crossed my mind.
No,
if you would do that again.
I have all intentions of going skydiving still. It just wasn't the energy.
Right.
You know me. I don't force the energy, so to speak.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I definitely have full intentions on still going skydiving.
Perfect.
Like, I just feel that's an experience. But I have to say, though, I watched some of these videos on... they come up on the reel on Facebook, I think. Whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Where it's all these kind of weird daredevil things where people, like, it's just the bungee jumping.
I bungee jumped, though, Pete.
I know. You're wilding out.
I did. Yeah.
It's like, you know, just all kind of things where...
Well, like, what did you see that's making you screw up your face like that? And I'll tell you about my experience, if you don't mind.
Okay. So, one that I seen... There's two.
His face looks like he's seen something, like, so disgusting. No, anyway, please go.
It's just
what is
drop.
It that you saw? Yeah, so, it's a drop. Okay.
Yeah, no. So one is, like, this weird kind of swing. Like, you just...
I don't understand. You have to motion?
Yeah. Okay. So, you... Like, basically... You jump off a thing and you're swinging because you're on like a rope.
Like a pendulum.
Literally, that's it. So, and then you swing and it puts you like you're over like a cliff and then it swings.
Oh, mine
you
wasn't
back.
Like that.
Yeah,
no.
I just don't understand people.
Mine was not like that at all.
And the other one was just a woman, like, I don't know. It was just, she was preparing to bungee jump and she's all strapped up and she just, like, I don't know. It was just okay, there I go. And she just, like, threw herself off the side, like, sideways.
The thing is with bungee jumping is once, I'm going to say something. Once you do it, you know you can do anything in this world because it is the most terrifying experience that I actually ever had in my life.
Okay.
Once I jumped, I was like, nobody can tell me nothing ever about nothing because I was just, that jump, it's, first of all, me, ours was head first. It looked like you were going like this.
Wow.
I took a serious risk.
Wow.
And then after it... It shoots you up and you're like, okay. But me, when I get nervous, I don't cry or nothing. I laughed the whole time. But when I got down, I was like, yo, did I just do that?
Wow.
I'm telling you feel very invincible once you're finished bungee jumping.
I can imagine. You're
very,
you're,
very invincible. I wasn't like a-hole invincible, but I believed in myself a lot more. It was just like, I'm afraid of heights. You know, this is something I conquered for myself. And I did it, and I felt better. I'm not going to lie.
I'm proud of you.
That's
and
amazing.
Yeah, and hats off to you.
Thank you. I know you guys are not doing. You guys are still screwing up your face with me.
You know what? For me, my one fear about, because I've always wanted to do like the bungee jumping thing. Okay. Right?
Okay.
But y'all know, those who know me, I am a big girl. So you know what I'd be worried about?
Mm-hmm.
I see when the people jump, they get one snatched. snatch. Like the,
It's a big, it's a super snatch.
The universe snatch them down when they. That part is where my hips is going to be detached from the rest.
We don't want that.
So
for
when
you.
I get,
we don't want that.
When I get back to the spot where we supposed to walk, y'all gonna need a wheelchair for me.
Right.
Call an ambulance if I, because I, that's what I'm really not sure. That
I understand what you're saying.
So
for sure.
How does that affect one's back when you start hitting those things? Do you have to be full faculty? Like your body got to be in really good shape to do this?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I bungee jump about 9 years ago. I'm 36 now. So imagine how long ago that was.
Okay.
Right?
See, so you were still in very good shape.
Exactly.
See, my bones were still kind of malleable then too.
Exactly.
But now I just feel like this.
I don't know if I would do it again.
My arm is going to come out the side.
I don't know if I would do it again. But I had a good time. Kaya, as you're speaking, tell us about how your week was, please. We'd love to know.
Ciao. Well, I told y'all that I had a show.
Yes, you did.
For those who are looking, there's no remnants of it online.
Okay.
I put some stuff on the my stories on Instagram, but if you didn't catch it, you're shit out of luck because the videos, I didn't care for them. There was a couple things that I just didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like my outfit. I should have probably pulled my hair back into a ponytail. I was going through a lot of different things about this night and this performance. And to top it off, to make things worse, you know, when I started performing, I did it with no sound check. So me and the DJ were not in tuned.
Okay.
It was very, you know, it was very choppy. And I'm a rapper, and it was very Caribbean, you know, very like,
okay, a lot of noise.
So dancehall style.
Yeah. Very dancehall style for a rap portion of the show. So for me, it just wasn't something that I felt like I was happy about, but it was definitely a learning experience. So I'm going to take this into consideration and use this as fuel for my next performance.
Okay.
So, the week was good. The performance was like, meh, but my week was great. I have rekindled some old friendships and some old flames, some people that I bumped into.
Okay.
And, so it's actually quite nice. This week was actually good. I laughed a lot this week.
Like very
I,
good.
I had a lot of bad dreams. I laughed so much. That's what happened.
Wow.
I laughed so much this week that I had beer nightmares.
Really?
Wow. That's how it is works? That what it, yeah, exactly. Oh, is that what happens?
Gosh. Okay. Yeah, when you laugh too much late at night, like, you know, you.
I did not know that. Yeah, that's something I've never heard before.
I love Kaya. Kaya always has.
She has the thing. She has.
That's because I grew up with my grandmama, you know.
Yeah. It's
that's true. All them old folks' tales, but that's the truth, though. I've been having some strange dreams, like falling down and running from people.
Do you look into your dreams, though? When you do have strange dreams, you actually go and see what they mean, or do you?
I actually do dream interpretations, and if you're ever looking for a dream interpretation, I'm on Bego doing dream interpretations twice a week or three times a week.
Good.
But I do look into it.
Okay.
Actually, it started. Okay, so when I was younger, me and my grandmother used to do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to prison, I started dreaming out of this world.
Wow.
And
okay.
I started really getting real life messages. So I started writing the dreams down.
Ooh.
And
that's important.
Yeah. Well,
that's really
important. I
would
wake up out of my sleep because some of them were so detailed. And when I would call home, I'd say to my sister, okay, get my dream book.
Right.
Look this up, look that up.
Right.
And the meanings behind it. And they would say, you know what happened to such and such the other day?
Oh no.
This happened. I'm like, that was my dream. They're like,
we know.
Oh wow. So that's some serious stuff.
I actually, it's a thing for me. So I have pretty much like interpreted the book and other people's dreams and stuff. So I do look into that.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, I interpret.
You
a lot.
Should. You I should. Do. Okay. That's good. Wow.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Miss Trish?
Miss Trish is tired. I'm sleepy. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm sleepy. Mm-hmm. But I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a bad sleepy. I'm a good sleepy.
Yeah.
But life is good. No complaints. What happened to me? Nothing. My burns are healing. The burns on my arm that I got from cooking curry chicken.
Okay, good.
Those are healing up very well.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? Not much, guys. I'm just here working. Oh, I got an event coming up on December 11th, but I'm going to tell you guys about that in the community updates. But other than that, I'm blessed. I'm good. I'm thankful. My parents are good. That's what's important to me.
Amen.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yes. All right. So you guys want to play some music or you want to dive right into the topic of the day?
Let's run a tune.
Okay. Let me see what I got going on. Oh, we're going to. Okay. We're going to play that TikTok track. All right. This is that Love's TikTok track that everybody is in.
That one?
No. Oh. It's a little old and like a little summer. Okay. TikTok track. Well, let me get right into it for you guys.
Uh-uh. baby, my Valentine's. Yo. Can I you they make my temperature the rise? If you leave me, I could die. I swear.
DJ,
you are like the oxygen I need to survive. I'll be honest. Your love ain't it, don't leave me. I am so obsessed. I want to chop your kobe.
Hey, hey, I like this instrumental. You guys like this one? I like this one a lot. I like this one. I like this one a lot. This is like
brings me back to last week.
Hey, DJ, what the ass you doing? Yes, yes, yes. All right, everybody's good. Everybody can hear themselves. Everybody is content.
Yep.
Everybody's good.
Thank you.
All right, guys. So this is a portion of the show where I told you guys about before. We're actually going to slow it down with some Erykah Badu. Hold on, because, you know, it's like doom.
Okay, good, all right, perfect timing, all right.
So like I said, we're gonna slow it down with some Erykah Badu because we're gonna talk about the topic of the day, which we basically asked each other, right?
Yep.
Next time we gotta ask the audience so they can chime in.
True.
But anyways, yeah, we gotta do that. So the topic of the day is, if you had 1 month to live, right? Mm-hmm. Mm. How would you live it out? What would you do? This came from Pharaoh. Got to give you that credit because it was an awesome question.
Mm-hmm.
So since it came from you, I'm going to start with you, and we're going to go around and go from there.
And so first, I'll start to give our listeners some context.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Go
so
ahead.
Guys, so I'm on this journey of evolution, self-evolution, and self-discovery. So one of the things I did recently is I changed my whole morning habit. I think I'm not sure if I'm telling you guys. I get up between 4:30 and 5 a.m. And I have this whole morning routine. So I start with meditation, and then I go into visualization and journaling when I'm visualizing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read, right? And then after that I work out.
Good.
But now I make it a point to read these, like, as I try to just find empowering books, anything that's going to, you know, bring me next level. So now I'm reading the The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
That's a really good book.
It's an amazing
book. Okay, so every time I'm looking for a new book, that one comes up. That one. It's not that I haven't read it yet, because I'm reading the Four Agreements right now.
Yeah, okay, good book.
But yeah, that always comes up, and that's probably my next. So anyway, have you started reading it?
Of course. That's okay. This is why we here.
Okay. Okay.
So first, there's let me see, is this going to count as a spoiler? I don't think so. No, basically.
No, not necessarily.
So there's a part in the book that it's an awesome thing, right? It makes you visualize a funeral. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It makes you walk through, and it describes it perfectly. So you could see it in your head. It's like you come in, you see the flowers, you smell it, you see the people somber, head down. You go into the funeral reception hall. You see people with their heads down. They're somber, and they're kind of just there. And then you walk to the casket, and when you look at the casket, you see yourself. And now you've had this. You've created this whole mental experience, and this. Ooh, wow! Now the question is, what would you want people to say about you at your eulogy?
In
your eulogy.
That's correct. Yeah.
Right. And then it makes you pull out four characters. So it's your coworker or schoolmate.
Okay.
Your family.
Mm-hmm.
You're somebody from the community or the church. And there's one more. It's slipping my mind right now. But, just to give you guys an idea. Okay. So then now what's so empowering about that is it really like, what would you want these people to say about you? Mm-hmm. Right. So now, so one is like, okay, like, you in the community or you in your job or your school or whatever, what would you want them to say? So then you have to start thinking about what kind of employee am I really? Or what kind of business person?
Right.
What do I want? Same with your family. What would you want your family to think or say about you? Right. And then the same thing for the church organization. So now that was such an eye-opening experience for me, right? Because it makes you start to just give the remix a second.
There, okay, there you go.
Yeah, it starts to put you in that position for you where you start to looking at life differently, completely differently. Because now you're like, really, what do you want these people to say about you? What would you want? To me, the most important was my loved ones. What would I want my loved ones to really think and feel about me? Right.
Uh-huh.
So then. You move further along in the book, and it makes you now start to think, if you knew you only had 1 month left to live, how would you live? What's important to you? What, mm-hmm. And I have to tell you guys, since I've been in this mindset, for me, love is the most important thing.
Absolutely.
I'm coming to realize that it's nothing else really matters. It's just feeling that sense of love, peace, that lightness.
Mm-hmm.
It's most of the time, people only experience it when they've gone through some type of crisis.
Right.
That's usually when you're nothing matters. Whatever. I'm going to focus on me and feeling good.
Exactly.
Life is too short. You just lose somebody close to you. But now, what if we're able to do that without having to go through the trauma? What if we put ourselves through that exercise and start to function in that way? Mm. How would we act? What would we do differently?
Right.
And it's like, you realize how much, first of all, we waste a lot of time in things that don't make, that aren't relevant.
Right, right.
We waste a lot of, we put out a lot of negative energy, unfortunately. Now, I have to say a little disclaimer, I know why that happens. It's because we're in a low frequency kind of space right now.
Okay.
Where there is a lot of negative things that come to us, but it's necessary for our evolution. Right, so that's what happens. But the thing is, we're not supposed to dwell in the negative. We're supposed to experience it, learn from it, and evolve from it. Right.
Correct.
So we would. I guess I should just speak about me personally. If I knew I only had 30 days left to live, my objective would be one, obviously, to live my best life, and live my best life in a sense I don't have to do anything extreme. It's important that I just feel good in every moment.
That's it.
Cause that's what I'm here for.
Right.
I'm not gonna bother, haggle, nothing. Matter of fact, I might even people that might have rubbed me the wrong way in the past, there's a good chance I might squash all that too. Cause I'm like, I'm only here for a little bit of time anyway.
Exactly.
The whatever beef, whatever we have,
you're gonna squash it.
You know, and I think that's my thought, on the topic. But I was like, it's something deep, and I wanted to share with you guys and see what your thoughts are on it, and see what and just plant the seeds for our listeners, see how they feel about it.
Okay. Kaya.
30 days to live, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thinking about it from a different point of view, when I was younger, I went on a vacation from, like, my summer vacation from high school. And while hanging out in South Carolina, I actually went to a party and fell victim to an incident where I walked in between some people having a fight, not realizing coming out the club, there was a shooting in the club, and we all ran out and running up the street. We come in between some people having a fight.
Okay.
And in the middle of this, I got cut. That night, I was cut once, but then when I realized I was cut, I was like, who cut me? I needed to find out who cut me. And when I went back, when we seen the person, we started fighting. So she ended up cutting me 6 or 7 more times. And that night I almost died. And at that moment, a lot of different things went through my mind. Things, and I was so young, but I thought about what I should have done, what I could have done all these years. I was like, in my mind too, I was going through it. I'm like, gosh, you haven't even lost your virginity yet. You're going to die tonight.
Wow.
And I just start talking to God. And so when I seen the topic and I said, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. I think that for me, the most important thing would be to cross off all of the things on my bucket list. And it's pretty sad, but I would like to adopt a couple children. I would probably adopt a couple of children
with a month left.
Yeah I would definitely leave them whatever I have, like, nice. Any insurances, anything that I have,
right?
Just to be able to secure some young people along the way, maybe be able to give them what I felt like I could have used. But I would appoint someone to deal with the money and raise up the children. But I think for me, one of the biggest marks, maybe not having children, thinking about only having 30 days left, I think, gosh, I would have to make my mark in this world somehow. And I think that I would handpick some children. I would decide what their lives were going to be. And I would have someone who stayed by their sides very closely to make sure that they knew who I was and that, you know, what I contributed to their life. For me, I just feel like, I don't know, that it's such a complex thing.
It is,
because we take so much for granted. What I don't know what my tomorrow is going to be like. So to say, I got 30 days left. I think I'd be so sad.
Yeah.
That I just didn't get to live a full life. That I didn't get to complete all of the wonderful tasks that I thought about, and it would break my heart to not be able to complete those things. So I think that I would definitely be in heavy work mode. I would be what do they call it? Immortalizing myself. So I would make several videos.
I would make lots of
voice recordings for birthdays. I would get everyone in my family's birthday, and I would record them several voice messages.
Over the years and stuff.
Yeah, over the years that they could go back and look at. I would make videos talking about different stuff, and I would address them personally so that they knew that when you came in the room, maybe your video would start and it would just say, "Hey, P.
Right.
What's up?
Right.
What you doing? Don't eat that and don't smoke yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So come on in here and tell me what's going on with you." And I would, put in some excerpts where I'm saying, like,
your famous words, of course.
But I thought about that this afternoon, and I said, you know, those are some things that I would do. I would want to change some children's lives, and I would like to immortalize myself. I would like to just make sure that I have lots of videos and lots of recordings from my voice so that the children to come, they could say, "This was your aunt."
Right.
"This was your aunt. Look at her."
Yeah.
"She was this. She was that. She was this type of person. As a matter of fact, she made this video for you. Listen to this." You know, so I think that would be my thing. And that's kind of time consuming, but I don't think that I would try and do anything wild or crazy just because,
you know, who
wants to turn 30 into 2 days?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's true. You don't want to
take crazy chances
and stuff.
Do some heartfelt things, really. I just want to make sure that when I go, I could say, "Oh God, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it done." I think that's my piece.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
How about you, Trey?
Ooh, 30 days. Well, I already do this already, but I would spend every day with my family, but I would make it more special each and every day. So we would do something different each and every day so that they can remember the last 30 days with me was super special. You know, understand what I'm saying? Like, I would do different. I would, like you, Pete, most likely right my wrongs with people as well, you know, ask for forgiveness in that sense, or let's just squash the beef. I probably would do the voiceover thing too. Mm-hmm. But I would just show a lot of love because I want people to say that I was a loving person when it comes to be my time. You know what I'm saying? So I already show a lot of love, but I think I would show extra love. I'd be really sad though if I actually knew I had 30 days left to live, to be
really
honest.
Really?
I would be sad, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would be sad. I have a lot of life in me left. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so does my parents, and so does my family. I have a lot to do. I know I do. I'm put on this earth for a reason. So if I'm, you know what I mean? If I'm out by December 17th, geez, I'll be mad at God, you know. I won't go. God will come and I'll be like, no, I'm not going. No, I'm not. Call yourself God. Pick somebody else. Go away. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, push yourself back. Stop it. This is not the plan. Yeah. I would be pretty upset. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I would do. I would do something special for 30 days with my fam jam. But
I like there's so many perspectives I wanna share. So one, I find it very interesting. Like the idea of like you know, like being sad that we're you know that we know we're gonna transcend in 30 days. So we're like, we don't wanna leave this place. I think I've spoken about it already. But anyways, tons of these documentaries I watch. But this one in particular, it was talking about life and death, right? And it gave a perspective that I never even considered. Like, the fact, again, understanding that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. The act of transcending is your gift. And we never have been taught that, right? So we've been taught, like, almost the people fear death. Like, people are like, oh no, I don't want to die, but it's inevitable, right? We know that everyone has to go there,
right?
But now if we were to understand that you come into life to experience things that you created in the non-physical, so you're here to do, you know, like stuff,
whatever it is. No, I get it.
But now you don't want to be trapped in this because you get to where it's like literally like you act. This is not who or what you really are. So now when we get caught up in wanting to live more, one of the reality checks for us is that our ego has taken control of our actual life experience.
Okay.
So who we like, we give more credit and power to the physical than the non-physical. So we feel that what we're doing here in the physical is most important. Or it's like and we're trying to hold on to that and to do more. That means we don't get it. We don't get it yet. We don't understand that this isn't it. This is a step in the process.
Okay.
But we get so caught up, and because we've never been educated to the fact that we are more than just the physical entities or physical beings. So it's like it's something that it was a perspective, you know, and that I kind of wanted to just I guess plant that seed.
So, I'm watching you, Kai. I'm trying to say, don't put it on that. That ain't it. That's not it. We're having some movementations behind the scenes. But no, P, you make a good point. And I think, you know what, again, it's reaching the level of that understanding that people have to reach in order for them to understand, like, what, you know, and feel how you're saying. You know what I'm saying? You are right when you say a lot of people are afraid to die because we have coin death as a bad thing. You know what I mean? Death equals sorrow. Death equals, you know what I'm saying, I'm never going to see that person again.
And the end.
Exactly. Quote, unquote. End, right?
I'm doing air quotes in case you guys are.
Right. And again, these are things that I think we spoke about this a while. Again, you know, we have to unlearn certain things, but we have to be ready to unlearn certain things, right? So now
we know we have more than 30 days. All right?
Yes.
Well, no, we don't really know.
We don't actually don't know but that.
Let's assume that we do.
Yes.
Is it possible that we could start living now as if we have 30 days left?
We should. I mean, we should always live like every day is our last. I know it sounds corny and stuff like that, but we actually should always live like that because we don't know. We really, really, really don't know. Life is not promised to anybody.
And I feel like that's one of the things. Like, if you could accept the fact that tomorrow's not promised, like, like, why would you do things that you don't enjoy? Like, because we it's kind of crazy to say, like, people, well, I have to do this, I gotta pay my bills. Yeah, but if you knew you were dying, like, you do what you love doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd be like, I'm gonna do what I love to do.
Right. Now, you see, the thing is, like, for some people, that's not as simple as you make it sound. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody has a different perspective of, you know, doing what they have to do.
Give me an example.
Okay, so I have to pay my bills, you know, where I live, you know, I have to pay rent, right?
Yes.
But I see no other way of me doing that than working a 9-to-5, which I don't, right? Okay. You see it as, well, if you don't like working a 9-to-5, find another way.
Yeah.
But if I don't have the resources and the tools, how am I supposed to do that?
Ah, perfect. So that is because you're functioning from a limited perspective.
Belief you find?
It's not I find, it's a fact.
Okay.
Because the fact that you're only functioning as Trish, the physical entity, you're only going off of what you could perceive.
Okay.
Mentally, what you see and what you think is. Okay. Now, if you were to respect the fact that you're actually a non-physical entity living in a physical body, you would know that your non-physical entity knows way more. And there's so much more possibilities.
Right. Okay. I totally get it. So now someone who is not like inclined to actually, like, you know, some people hear this talk and they're like, what are these guys talking about, type of thing, right?
If you're now joining us.
But if you aren't now joining us, you know, there are some people who are like, what are you guys talking about? Whatever. We're here. We're going to die. That's it. That's life. Right? That's what some people think.
Right.
How would you get them to understand what you just said, that we are actually lent this body and we're spiritual beings? I'm not saying you're not speaking English, but what I'm saying is simpler, clearer terms. What would you say to someone who says, yeah, P, you're always talking that madness? Like, what would you say?
I'm not sure if I understand the question. How would I get them to understand that
they're actually spiritual beings and not just, you know, what they see, feel, and who they are every day?
Well, I think first the first thing that's really important is that this is not something that you could tell or explain to a person who doesn't want to hear or receive it.
Gotcha. Okay, right? I totally hear you. Okay, yeah.
So it's like, so the like, so it kind of answers itself. Like, those who are seeking information, they will find it and they will understand and they will resonate with it.
Mm.
It's something where the most I could do is tell a person to just ask the question. Don't trust or believe anything I'm saying. Just test yourself. Ask the question to the universe.
Gotcha.
Like, do you exist?
I hear you. It's a good question.
Am I a non-physical entity? Ask yourself, because even just the art of asking yourself the question, trust me, your spirit is going to answer. I could bet money on it.
Okay.
If you ask your spirit to prove that it exists, you will be pleasantly surprised.
I think too, some people are scared of that question because they're scared of what's going to happen.
Now that's a whole other exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fear is a big deal, right? It's a huge deal with everything. Everything, it stops so many things. Fear, and it's like, it's a non-belief. Like, when you really think about it, fear really doesn't exist. We put that in ourselves.
Yes.
But some people, they're just so scared of, like, if you ask that question, what's gonna happen to me? It's gonna change so much. People are very scared of change as well. So that's another reason why they probably wouldn't ask that question.
Yeah, you're people currently in the matrix, quote unquote, and they're willing to do whatever to stay in it. Like, they're willing, you understand?
Yeah.
Like they do not want to know beyond the matrix. They actually, like, everybody has seen the movie, I'm sure.
Yes.
So they are that character that was like, nah, I've been in the real life. I don't want it. I want to stay in the pretend world.
But is there something wrong with staying in the pretend world? Which I'm just playing devil's advocate. If somebody actually wants to play stay there, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Is there something wrong with that?
Definitely, yeah.
In your perspective, do you think there's something wrong with, like, someone just not wanting to, like, reach their higher self or something like that?
Yeah.
Do you think everybody should reach that pinnacle of, you know, outer self, like, inner self stuff?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
And the reason why is because your purpose was to evolve.
Mm-hmm. Say a word, P.
No, I get it. I'm asking devil's advocate for those of you who are just tuning in, right? For sure.
Your purpose, you know, your purpose is evolution. Like, we are literally God, the universe, in physical form. Mm-hmm. We came into physical form to be more. Like, technically, actually, to break it down in a nutshell for you guys, you have the universe. The universe created more of itself. It created planets, which, again, it's still itself. And then the planet produced humans, which is still itself. So we are still, all we are is an evolution of the Earth and the evolution of the universe.
Right.
So which is the evolution of the creator. So we are literally the creator in human form.
Mm.
I'll just pause. So anytime we get complacent, we stop evolving. We are literally like we're dying. We're basically going backwards. We're not evolving anymore, and it's because we've lost sight of what our purpose is. We think our purpose is to grow up,
get up, go
get
to
married,
work,
exactly, have children,
right,
and get our 9 to 5, and you know, and then have our 2.3 kids and die.
Yeah.
Life was never meant to be that, ever.
Again, these are the things that we need to unlearn.
That's what I'm saying. So now when you understand that, wait a second, hold on. I'm meant to be more. Like, I'm actually meant to create.
Of course.
It's like, okay, and then and not just that, I have actually every ability. I'm limitless because technically I'm God in human form. So mm-hmm. wait, that means I have no limits besides the ones I give myself.
Exactly. That's true.
Yeah. So as soon as people stop trying to be more, definitely. Yeah. So when they're fearing the evolution, they're missing the point completely. Their ego has completely taken over. They think that they're just their bodies. They do not respect the fact that they are spiritual beings.
Okay.
And like, if you guys could just do me that one favor, just acknowledge that you're a spiritual being, your life will completely change.
Right.
Because you realize you're no longer alone in this. Like,
yes.
We think that we are just us by ourselves.
Mm.
And we're trying to figure it out. You're not. You've never been by yourself.
Amen. Yeah.
Guys, you know I'm here for that.
Right. I love that. Can I just play devil's advocate?
Of course, we need more for sure. Please,
for the topic at hand, because 1 month is a long time for someone who knows that they're going to pass away.
Right. Okay.
30 days is a long. Some people, I can see that driving them crazy.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God. 20 more days.
I know. They're counting down the days.
Exactly. No. Yeah.
You know, but let's throw a little change in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What if it was 24 hours to live?
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Today you get up, you go to your doctors. They say, "Hey, listen, you know,
sorry to
day, af- day after tomorrow, you're out of here, bro."
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Well, tomorrow's your last full day.
Hmm.
What do you do?
Wow. Okay. 24 hours.
You got a lot to do in one day.
You too have a lot to do in one day.
How do you make it count?
Gosh.
I just break the commercial. Let's think about it.
All right.
do we have the locks 24 hours to live?
We don't, but I can get it. I can get it on this. Mm-hmm. I can get it.
You got a clean version.
Oh, we got.
I got to get the clean version.
So now, yeah, because the thing is, like, with 24 hours, like, I'm trying to not be too philosophical. Mm-hmm. That's how I make up these words. Philosophical. So,
it's fine.
But it's like, it's so crazy.
Tell the truth, peace. I'm laying up.
No,
with my wife.
It's because what's time? First of all, right? Time is relevant. Time is relevant. Like, so basically.
Yeah.
So all right. So you have 24 hours, quote unquote, 24 hours to live this your physical experience. It's 24 hours left in your physical experience. You can, like, I don't want to say listen that you just live as if, like, it doesn't, like, you had a whole lifetime ahead of you. Live like it's kind of like, you don't want to put that kind of pressure, like, yo, this is it. So you want to get up and function like, yo, you know, like, this is your life. You're here to enjoy your moments.
Mm-hmm,
now
mm-hmm.
It's not just you're here to enjoy your day, you're here to enjoy your moments.
Mm-hmm.
So literally in every moment you're making sure that it's spent in doing something you enjoy.
Yeah.
Something that, like, and the thing is, especially when you have a day left to live, I'm pretty sure your intuition is going to kick in heavily because you're like, yo, I'm just going to go with the vibe today.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And you would be surprised how many things you could accomplish when you just go with the vibe, go with your spirit, go with your intuition, because mm-hmm. now you really know nothing matters. You're not thinking about your rent. You're not thinking about.
No, you're not. Definitely
what you
not.
Do. You are thinking, yo, next 24 hours, I'm going to live my best life.
How about it?
And
it's true.
Go with the spirit, let the spirit lead me right through what I want to do and get it done. Like, everything I've wanted to say to people. Well, I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna live. I'm gonna have a good time. That's me. If I had 24 hours left.
Wow. These are things I don't think about, right? So I don't know. I guess I still think I'd just spend it with my parents.
No, but the thing is because a lot of us are distracted. But you are. But that's, you're being you. That you. Yeah.
That, that also, because that's part of what you feel like is your purpose right now.
Right.
Also.
Right. Exactly.
So I understand that completely.
Yeah, I still just do that. Easy. One time. Mm-hmm. Make one last Coffee Chronicles and be like, well, this is it, guys. That's it. Bye. You know? Yeah.
I just find that whenever we think about this, if we're telling ourselves it's going to be the last, it's because we still just don't get the big picture yet. Because it's never really your last anything. Like, it's just for this life experience.
Okay, for this life's experience, you're saying.
That's it. It really, you know, so it shouldn't be like, okay, guys, I'm signing off. This is my last. It's like, yo, I'm giving you guys my 100. This is going to be the best Coffee Chronicles you're going to get.
Right, right. No, I get it. You know? I get what you're saying.
But it's like, but you see, but even everybody, like, I'm sure people listening, it's a heavy topic, but these are things we do not think about because we're so busy, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
We're so busy trying to that we're not living. Like, you know, we're constantly chasing after something, trying to make the ends meet. And that what we discussed before, that state of fear. So it's between fear and just trying to stay alive in this rat race, right? So no one is taking time to actually think like, what is life? Like, how do I feel? Why do I feel like this?
Mm.
Like what? You know, like no one's taking time to just, you know, be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got that.
Yeah.
You got that right, buddy.
So, all right, guys. So this is the topic for today.
That was the topic of the day. You guys want to add anything else before I cut to the next week?
So I just want to say this. If I had, so the locks say, if you had 24 hours to live, just think, where would you go?
What would you do?
Who would you screw? And who would you want to notify? Or would your ass deny that you asked about the die?
Oh.
No.
Now, I think that for me, 24 hours is such a short amount of time that I would definitely be in denial. I'm like, man, please. He not coming tomorrow.
Girl.
No, he ain't coming tomorrow. But I'm going to tell you something. I can't lie. Yeah. 24 hours, I think I would be so irrational that's where I would do bad things.
At least you're being honest.
The more time I have to think about it, I would do all the wonderful things because I would have time to think about it. But 24 hours is some people getting shot.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. I'm telling the truth. It's some people that I'm going to smack fire out them. I'm going tomorrow.
Oh, smack fire.
Who cares? I'm going to smack fire out them. Okay. There's a couple people going to get shot. I'm going to do it to three guys that I've been wanting to do it to, and they might be all at the same time.
Oh,
I'm just going to say that. I'm going to do drugs. I'm going to do some of the drugs I always thought about doing.
Oh, my God. At least you're honest. Yes. I love it.
That's why I love Kaya.
Not the regular stuff that people do every day either. I'm talking about some other stuff. The stuff that white folks use in movies. Okay. You know those ones?
Not the regular
stuff. Oh, God. You know Kaya. No, Kaya. No.
Yes,
she's going anyway. What are you? You know what I'm saying?
I'm getting white boy wasted. What you mean? I am going for the kill. Literally. I'm going for it. Because you know what? I'd be so irrational in 24 hours, but yeah, that's, I think in real life, like, I would do it all. 24 hours? Oh, you hide your fathers, hide your sons.
Because Queen Gaia is coming.
They said I got 24 hours to live. You going a little bit? Come out. Come and get it. Come on here. You trying to run up in this bank with me? Come on. You can keep the money. I'm going tomorrow.
I'm gone tomorrow, but
I need to try this, though.
Will get caught, though. Like, I'm sorry.
No, they can sacrifice me, because when the police put me in the handcuffs, I'm going to be like, ta-da.
I'm done. Exactly. So you have to, like, plan it out. Make sure it's at this time, because it's 24 hours.
No, that's such a good perspective, though. It's real. Like, what? No, Kaya's bringing in the real, because she's not the only person.
It's too short a time.
Yeah, people robbing banks.
There's people doing plenty.
Like, and why? Who knows why they're going to rob a bank? Like, just because.
You have 24 hours left, and you know. Like, that's it.
You know, but who was it? Was it Kaya? Yeah, Kaya said she would get life insurance, too, which is a very good look. You said you would have got life insurance if you had.
She got life insurance for the children that she was going to adopt.
I'm going to go. I'm going to make sure I go and get
it
all and pay up whatever they, because you know, I know they don't know I'm going. Right. That's the trick, because the insurance people, they're going to try and figure out a way not to pay. They're not going to know nothing. And it's going to be some rich kids in the hood.
Yay! I love it. I love it. All right, guys, we're going to play a little commercial, and then we are actually going to do Bobby's second mix. How about it?
Let's do it.
All right. This is the Empower Hour.
rally happening on Saturday, December 11th at 4:30 p.m. This is going to be located at the BGC Center at 666 Rue Woodland in Verdun. What's going to happen there? Let me tell you, there's going to be DJs, guest speakers, activities, basketball games, a makeover corner, food, swag bags, and much, much more. And of course, hosted by yours truly, me. But we want you guys to get in because there's only 50 spots, and you must have your COVID vaccination passport, and you also have to be between the ages of 12 to 17 to get in. But parents and children, we want to hear from you. We want to bring the good vibes, the good energy, and especially the safety back to our community. Do not miss out on this awesome event once again happening on Saturday, December 11th at 4:30 p.m. Reserve your spot today at doubleupmtl@gmail.com.
That's right, kings and queens. Happen to be Bobby Payne's turn again. You can find DJ Bobby Payne on all the socials at DJ Bobby Payne.
Piano, piano.
Bobby Payne. Something like it too much right now. Since we are listening just again. Someone have an A style up. Come on, Dilla. Hey, wait. Park on a beat, baby.